Welcome to Talking Toowoomba, the podcast sharing real stories that matter. We're proud to partner with Hope Horizons, shining a light on the journeys of locals impacted by cancer and the incredible people who walk beside them every step of the way. Today's episode is brought to you by Men's Health Physiotherapy Toowoomba, helping men across our region take charge of their health and well-being. Whether it's recovery after prostate surgery, pelvic floor rehabilitation, or building strength and confidence again, their experienced team is there to support you every step of the way. A quick note before we dive in. The content of the Talking Toowoomba podcast is provided for general information and community interest only. It shouldn't be taken as professional, medical, financial, or legal advice, and must not be relied upon as such. Please seek independent, qualified advice relevant to your own circumstances before making any decisions. Now let's get into today's conversation. I'd like to welcome today Charlotte, who's one of the many fabulous volunteers that form part, an important part, of the Hope Horizons Cancer Wellness Centre. Now Charlotte, you've been involved for a while with Hope Horizons, I believe. In fact, I want, first of all, to go back in time a little bit. Hope Horizons first started way back in 2017 at Drayton.
Yes, well, in 2017 they started, but I think I was first involved in about the end of 2018 when my friend Joe was on the committees getting things started here and I started hearing about it. And it was 2019 that I decided that I'd put my hand up to volunteer. So I have been volunteering for a while now, but it doesn't seem like a long time because the time here always flies, it's busy, it feels like we're doing a good thing, and I come once a fortnight.
Okay, so what made you decide to volunteer? Was there a personal moment or a conversation that tipped you, not over the line, but tipped you, I want to get involved here?
Yeah, it's a variation, a combination of things, I suppose. As I said, my friend Joe was involved in the start of Hope Horizon, so I had heard about it. But then a very good friend of mine got diagnosed with a very nasty breast cancer, and a group of friends, we were all very much involved in supporting her during that period, and it just seemed like when you had a little bit more time, as my children had become much more independent, were starting to leave home, I had a bit more control over my life, it was time to give back to community, and it just seemed like Hope Horizons had just a wonderful ethos and it would be somewhere where you can make a little bit of a difference.
So what does a typical day look like for you when you're here at Hope Horizons? Take us through a typical day.
Yeah, well, the days are always varied because there's different people in here, especially now that there's the lovely new centre here, the Jenny Black Wellness Centre, and so many things are going on. There's a lot more practitioners than when I first started. When I first started, you know, you could have a very quiet time if one of the practitioners wasn't here, whereas now there's so many more therapists here, and I'm part of the admin team, so we really just welcome people as they come in, make sure that they've got all their paperwork in the right place, that they're comfortable while they're waiting. We also welcome a lot of new people who've got inquiries about what Hope Horizons might be about. I think that the awareness of Hope Horizons in Toowoomba and the surrounding areas has really increased, but until you have an encounter with cancer, you don't really need to know these things. So a lot of people come across it for the first time when their family member or themselves get a diagnosis, and they often come in with a lot of questions. Sometimes people are very upset, but that's pretty rare actually, because usually when people come here, they're really happy to be seeing the people who are going to help them feel well, and it's a very welcoming, homely environment, so that's pretty rare.
Is there a task, I'll call it a task for the want of giving it a name, but is there a task that you most enjoy doing when you're here volunteering?
Oh, well, the best thing is just talking to the clients, because they've usually got a story to tell. Some of them really want to speak about their cancer journey, and others just really want to talk about something else. And so usually it's just gives everyone a good feeling if you can make people feel comfortable, you can talk to them about what they want to talk about, they feel supported, and then we get them all sorted for their next stage of not treatment in terms of cancer treatment, but the wellness programs that Hype Horizons has, and we give them other options of things that they can do, and they go away, you know, feeling a little bit better than when they came in.
Has volunteering changed you personally or professionally?
I don't know about that. I know that I feel good about doing it, and I know sometimes it's hard to make the time. You know, life gets busy and you start thinking, how am I going to fit this in this week? But every time I come, I'm glad that I did, and I can't see that I'll be stopping anytime soon.
Now, obviously, in your role, you're basically at the front. So people are coming in and you're their first point of contact. Without naming anyone, can you share something or a moment with me that you had with someone? And after you went through whatever it was that person needed and the conversation you had with them and they then went off, was there a moment when you go, yeah, that's why I'm here?
Oh, I think that happens most weeks that you come, really, because people come to get the sort of treatments that are going to make them feel better. But, I mean, one that sticks in my mind is that a woman had been diagnosed with a terminal brain cancer, and she came into the centre and the appointment was not for herself, it was for her husband. So she was very concerned about how her husband was going to cope with things in the future. And while he was in having his appointment with a psychologist, she just sat and chatted to me. And it was wonderful, really, because she was not concerned about herself. She said she didn't think she was at the point where she needed an appointment yet. Maybe she'd get there, but really she just wanted to talk about all the other things in her life. And, it was a privilege to be able to sit with her just for that time while she knew that her husband was being taken care of, yeah.
Okay. From your vantage point, what makes this Hope Horizon Cancer Wellness Centre different from other places?
Well, I happen to work in the health industry. I'm involved in a medical practice, and people obviously come in and they are getting medical treatment. And that, you know, that's essential. It's extremely important. Here it's a little bit different because it is the peripheral sides of life and the things that are going to make them physically feel better. So it can be a softer approach. It can be a more relaxed approach. It's not where they're going to get test results or things that are going to dramatically change their day. Everything's geared towards just making them feel better. So it's a more comfortable and relaxed environment. And the beautiful centre here is set up in that way. You know, it's a very lovely lounge area and, you know, kitchen facilities where people can have a nice drink and feel relaxed. So it's not an appointment that's going to make them stressed in any way.
Now, here's a question that might make you think for a minute. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the culture amongst the service providers here, the staff and the volunteers? How would you describe the culture?
Oh, the culture's wonderful. Everyone is geared up to be helping the people who are going through this difficult situation. Everybody is very supportive. I mean, because we have so many volunteers, I mean, we're not professional people who are here 5 days a week doing the same job. So we have to figure it out together. Everyone works together towards the goal, and then we have the professional therapists that we are supporting. So no, I think everyone's just on the same track, heading the same direction.
Now, obviously, the centre runs on donations and support from a lot of businesses and people in the community. Then we also know that you have a lot of different events here, and there's all sorts of interesting events. And we could probably talk for hours about the different events that have had in the past and what's got planned for the future. But is there an event that you've been to, or you know you're going to be going to, that's being run by Hope Horizons to raise funds for the centre, that you're particularly, is a favourite, it might be a favourite memory, or one that you're coming up that you can't wait to attend?
Well, I'm fortunately not involved with organising any of the functions, so I can just go to them as a normal punter, which is really nice. So they have had some really beautiful functions, and one of the ones I went to with a group of friends was a ladies' lunch at Bergen Restaurant in town. The food was just fantastic. Everybody was in a good mood. It was just a beautiful way to have a group of women to come together in a relaxed environment. So that was a really great day.
Okay. Coming back to your days here actually in the centre when you're volunteering, what are perhaps some of the busiest or most challenging moments in the centre that you have to navigate through?
Well, the difficult times are just when it's extremely busy, because we have multiple practitioners working at the same time. Some people have half-hour appointments, some have hourly appointments, people are coming in, out, backwards, forwards, computers are working or not working as they may. So just the usual sort of admin issues. But on top of that, of course, everyone's main priority is how the clients are feeling. So the main priority is just making sure that everyone's feeling cared for. And when it's really frantically busy, yeah, you've just got to keep your eye on the ball with that situation.
Okay, so obviously I can tell you're very passionate and very much want to be part of the ethos here at Hope Horizons in helping people. What would you say to someone who you were talking to that was thinking about perhaps volunteering but unsure? What would you say to them as a volunteer?
I think you've definitely got to give it a go. I think you just always will get something wonderful out of it. You'll meet some great people. You'll be able to help somebody in a difficult period of their time, of their lives, and yeah, absolutely thoroughly recommend it.
What skills or personalities do you think would thrive in this place?
Well, I think there's a place for everyone, and all sorts of skills are needed. But you really just have to be able to connect with people on a personal level if you're where I am out in on the front desk situation, and everything else can be worked out.
If there was three words that you could use to capture what Hope Horizons mean to you on any given day, what three words, and then why those three words?
Well, hope is the first one, because it does give people hope to come in and have people helping them through a different situation and in a time of need to be surrounded by people caring about them. So I hope it'd definitely be the first one. Care, I guess, has got to be another one, because everybody is taking care of the people here and everyone's working towards that.
You're doing very well. I know I have put you on
you
the spot.
You have definitely put me on the spot.
That's where the best bits come from at times.
Yeah. Oh, a third word. Well, I'd say friendship, because I'd say I've met people here whose company I really enjoy that I wouldn't have met otherwise. I met a lot of clients who I really enjoy, and then I every so often see them around town. It's always a wonderful thing to see them and have a bit of a chat with them outside the centre as well. So, yeah, there's so many volunteers here, and so many of them have friendship connections between them. So I think that would have to be the third.
So if you were able to, and you are through the podcast, talking directly to people here in the Toowoomba community, what's a practical way you could suggest that people help Hope Horizons Cancer Wellness Centre?
Well, I mean, the easiest thing is to give money. I mean, if you don't have time to give, then money is easy. And I think pretty much everybody has had some experience with cancer in their lives and seen how it's affected their friends or loved ones, and can see what a difference it can make to people's lives if they can feel a bit better through the process. So money definitely helps, because all the services that we provide, you know, are paid for through donations to Hope Horizons. So A, money, and B, if you've got time, volunteering, any sort of skill. You know, people who are good at gardens come and help with the gardens or grow seedlings and sell them. You know, it's just people who are good with fashion come and help with the fashion parades, anything like that. And if that's not possible, then I just guess come along and attend some of the functions and contribute towards the whole thing that's happening at Hope Horizons.
I know I put you on the spot, but you've answered those last couple of questions really well, so I thank you for that.
Thanks, Shane.
Because it's come from the heart, and that's what we're all about. Well, is there anything you want to add, or is there anything else you want to say from your perspective about what you do, why you do it, or about Hope Horizons Wellness Centre in general?
Well, I think the only thing I'd like to add is that I really admire the people who have got this place up and running in Toowoomba and how many people have put in a huge effort. I mean, my contribution is very small, but there are some people who've put in an incredible amount of effort who've seen the need for the services and have acted on that. You know, they've just done incredible things, and we sit in this beautiful place today, which is all through the Toowoomba community contributing to this. And so it's pretty impressive.
Charlotte, thanks for coming on to the podcast. Really appreciate your input. Have a great day.
Thanks, Shane.
Before we wrap up this episode, we want to say a sincere thank you to the volunteers and service providers at the Hope Horizons Cancer Wellness Centre. People like Charlotte and many others working quietly behind the scenes. Thank you for the care, time, compassion you give so freely. You are creating hope and comfort for people when they need it most. And to you, the Talking Toowoomba listener, thank you for tuning in and for supporting the conversations that shine a light on the incredible work happening in our community. If this episode has meant something to you and you're in a position to help, you can support Hope Horizons by donating through this podcast. The link is in the show notes. Every contribution helps ensure these vital wellness services remain available to individuals and families facing cancer across our region. From all of us, we wish you a safe and hopeful Christmas and a new year filled with strength, care and connection. Thanks for listening and thank you for supporting Hope Horizons. Until next time, keep talking Toowoomba and Merry Christmas to you all.